From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're highlighting a rockabilly Philly, taught rock in a storefront church. And I always look forward to the street preachings of our brother, David Wiegand. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
And if you're wondering what to do with the kids on Christmas morning, especially if you don't celebrate the holiday, here's someone you should know. There's a wall of sound arrangement for a classic kids song. Allison Faith Levy and her big-time taut rock band, they do wonderful stuff.
They do. That's not the way I remember learning that song. I think we had little toy pianos and that sort of thing. But that's one of the things I love about her. She really is a legitimate, you know, rock singer, rock composer. And, you know, kids today, they've got a different taste in music than we do. They're exposed to so many other things. So I'm sure they respond really well to this, no matter what age they are. And As do their parents, indeed. So it's a great thing to do on Christmas morning, whether you're celebrating or not.
Yeah, Christmas Day at the JCC of San Francisco, 10 o'clock. Lots of crafts and Allison Levy and her big-time taut rock band. That's a cheap thrill. It's free. Now, here's an art show, a bit of counter-programming for the season that has a few days left to run. The Frankel Gallery is featuring 60 images by Diane Arbus covering the last 15 years of her life. And Arbus was known for her photographs. People said freaks, but I'm not sure we'd classify them that way these days. Circus performers, dwarfs, people who are transgender. And yet, somehow, she found the humanity in all of those people.
That's right. And, one of the things that I love about her work is that when you look at these things, of course, catch your eye because they're so different. But immediately you recognize that they're so comfortable in their own world and their own skin. And they do have, as you say, a lot of dignity.
Right. I think that she really preserves the humanity of her subjects. There's a wonderful quote from her in the show. "This is what I love, the differentness, the uniqueness of all things, and the importance of life." Diane Arbus continues at the Frankel Gallery right near Union Square in San Francisco. That's through December 28th. And Girl Power now from the Baroque. That's the wonderful choral group Magnificat off their new CD. It's a collection of music by Kozolani, a female composer from the 17th century. And this is just a tease because the concerts we want to talk about, David, are compelling music from the Venetian Christmas.
That's right. It's music primarily by Gabrielli and Monteverdi. Gabrielli was the organist at the Basilica of San Marco for 30 years, and the music is quite beautiful. One of the things that's really great, though, is the Magnificat is going to perform with the Whole Noise, which is a wonderful early music wind ensemble, so the combination should be great.
Magnificat is at the First United Methodist Church in Palo Alto today, at the First Congregational Church in Berkeley tomorrow, and at St. Mark's Lutheran in San Francisco on Sunday. And David, there's another ongoing show we missed when it opened, but very appropriate for the season. San Francisco Playhouse is presenting Storefront Church, and this is part three of playwright John Patrick Shanley's Church and State trilogy that began with Doubt, memorably preserved in a movie starring Meryl Streep and Philip Seymour Hoffman. And this is a story about difficult moral choices and about the possibility of redemption. And it features an astounding moment that'll make anybody think about the mortgage crisis we're still going through, where a banker devours a gingerbread house that's intended for his child. And terrific performances in this by Gabe Moran, Carl Lumley, and Rod Knapp. That's Storefront Church, the San Francisco Playhouse, right through to January 11th. And let's wrap up our Christmas list, put a nice bow on it, with a sweet Christmas carol. Feliz Navidad. That's the Chicano rock and roller Elvez, originally from Chula Vista, remaking a familiar song. And he's on a great double bill, David.
Yeah, it's a great double bill because he's also performing with Rosie Flores. So, you know, this is a wonderful way to celebrate the holidays and after the fact and enjoy it with a real hot beat.
Elvez and Rosie Flores, the Rockabilly Philly, play the Elbow Room tonight in San Francisco. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Check our website for details on all these shows. That's kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.